T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's bring in Pete Futek, College Football News. Pete, how are you? Big Ten football is back, buddy.
We have Big Ten football coming in October. Look, however you want to think about all this and, you know, all the other parts of this, it's a happy day. I'll deal with everything. I'll deal with the moral side of stuff in a couple of days from now. Right now, look, there's going to be Big Ten football. There's 8 games, maybe 9, and it's, you know, hey, it's something. It's fun. It's a fun thing. Let's just hope it's all right and that they actually have these tests and everyone's safe, and let's do this.
Pete, do you think that this is enough time to get the Big Ten a chance to get into the college football playoff?
Without question. There's no chance that the college football playoff committee is not going to take an undefeated Big Ten champion into the CFP, no matter if it's Ohio State or Purdue or Northwestern, whoever it is. I think the college football playoff committee from the start has said, look, you guys figure out college football. We're going to take the 4 best teams, whatever that is. And it's based on judges. It's not based on merit as much. But especially if the Pac-12 doesn't come back, same rules still sort of apply. If you go undefeated, win your Power 5 conference championship, you're going to get into the college football playoff this year. And even one loss, though, it's going to be up for debate at that point. But if you go undefeated and do this, you're going to get in.
Pete, what do you think about this? I love it. The plus one situation where not only the top seeds will play, but all the other teams will play in that final week.
Yeah, I will believe it when it happens. I still think that that's going to be more of a catch-all for – there's going to be a couple of rescheduling things at some point here, if there's a quirk here, a quirk there. And that's the one problem with the schedule as it's laid out. There's just zero margin for error. You're going to have to do this. But I do kind of like the guidelines and the idea that, all right, first of all, it's a compact 8 weeks. You know, so less time – lock it down for 2 months. That's more doable than kind of a, all right, we're going to start on September 3rd and make sure you don't do anything crazy and go to some, you know, house party or something by Christmas. You know, you've got a focused 8 weeks here to lock it in. And I kind of also like there's lots of people are getting this thing just by normal, but make sure you keep yourself as safe as possible, because player X, if you get this, you are out for 3 weeks, hard stop.
Yeah.
That is at least half the season, and there's zero wiggle room on that. So I'm not going to start believing that anybody's going to hide any tests or do anything nefarious here. But if you know, if you're a player, man, if I get this thing, I want to play. I'm out for 3 weeks. Yeah, you're not going to want anything to do with some of those things. And again, a little bit easier to do in a compact 2 months than it is for an entire 4.5 month season.
Pete, when we get to the end of this whole thing, do you think the other conferences are going to use the fact that the Big Ten did not play as many games as them against the idea of a Big Ten team getting into the playoff?
It depends. It depends on who that Big Ten champion is. It's going to be harder than ever, because you're going to have to kind of accept the, you know, conference versus conference action here. I've said it after last weekend. I'm dead serious. I am hoping for the debate that there's a fourth spot open and we have to make that argument between an undefeated Sun Belt champion and an undefeated Big 12 champion.
That, like, I want to take up that fight on merit and say, give me your argument, Big 12. But an undefeated Big Ten champion, no chance, not in the college football playoff.
We're talking with Pete Vucek, College Football News. Pete, I agree with you. I said, so I guess you would agree with Dustin on this, because earlier in the show, I said the Big Ten should make a point of making sure Ohio State's schedule is tough. So, like, they play Wisconsin in the regular season, maybe Minnesota from the other conference, so that when they, if they do go undefeated, there's no denying they played the best teams in the Big Ten. But you're saying
the
they're going to get an even.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go.
The problem with thinking otherwise is that if the Big Ten champion goes undefeated, you don't, at the moment, you don't have a Pac-12 champion involved in the mix. You're probably not going to have – I mean, the odds are astronomical against all four Power 5 conference champions being undefeated, and there probably isn't going to be a group of five conference champion that's going to have anything stronger than, say, a Big Ten conference champ will have. Even a Sun Belt champ would, you know, say, hey, look, Sun Belt has 3-0 over Big 12, still not going to probably match, you know, to win a Big Ten conference championship if it's not Ohio State. It's going to have to be someone who got through Ohio State or someone who is, you know, good enough to get there in the first place. I think the college football playoff committee is just not even going to mess with it. It's not written down anywhere except that they say they prefer Power 5 conference champions. Win your conference championship is sort of the first big marker. And we have yet to see an undefeated Power 5 conference champion not make the college football playoff. And I don't think we're going to see that this year either.
Pete, what do you think is going to happen with the Pac-12?
I think a different animal, because the Big Ten doesn't have the state restrictions that the Pac-12 does, where, you know, real world stuff here is that literally, you know, you have part of the West Coast on fire, and you also have the restrictions of just merely gathering in places like Oregon and California, much less being able to practice and play. And the other difference,
well, there was news today that Gavin Newsom said that nothing in their state is limiting them from having contact and practicing for the Pac-12. So that's kind of some big news there.
That was kind of a flip a little bit, but also that you have the schools that aren't in that from the start haven't been around. You've had remote learning at USC, Stanford, and several other places. So it's just been a different mindset all the way around. But I do think they're going to figure out. Larry Scott just came out, 2 weeks ago and was like, yeah, these tests, that's our game changer. That was our X factor that we need, and we think we've got this now. Now it's just a question of getting them back up and running again. And it's going to take a little bit of a push. I don't think the Big Ten returned because of all the pressure applied. But on the flip side of that, I think the Pac-12 needs that pressure from somewhere to say, you know what, because, you know, everyone who wants this anyway, our optics are okay. You know, if USC is really pushing for this or whoever it is, let's figure this out.
Pete, what do you, you know, like you said before, you hope you can have that argument about who should be playing for the playoff. I agree with you. What do you think the bowl season is going to look like? And do you think there's a chance they will do what they should do and expand the playoffs to eight teams?
No, I don't think they're going to do anything about expanding the playoff, especially this year. They're not going to mess with it. The Bulls, though, I do think they're going to have to make an adjustment, because they're going to have to include teams that aren't even close to being bowl eligible. And, you know, as is, even if you said, you know, before the Big Ten decided to come back, 76 teams, you know, not even counting Air Force in this mix, you're going to still have to cancel four bowl games, because you can't. There's not a bowl spot for every single team that's playing college football this year. Even now, you're going to have to take teams that are. I've always said, you know, the bowls are exhibitions. They're not playoffs. The big ones are the big ones. But again, exhibitions. Just take anybody. I've never really bought into the whole. I get the merit. I get that it's too easy for a bowl to take like a four-win team with a big name, and you kind of want to go against that. But part of the problem this year is you can't find enough bowl eligible teams, and the sticking point is a lot of these schools aren't going to have the money. They're not going to be all that excited about saying, yeah, we're going to drop all this dough on our 15,000 allotment of tickets that no one's going to be able to use. So it might not be business-wise the right move to make. So they're going to have to adapt and adjust the bowl system this year. I think you keep the normal bowl tie-ins. You figure out something for the lost Pac-12 potentially teams and the Mountain West teams. The Mountain West is looking to come back too, by the way. And you just sort of fill in the gaps, and you make exceptions for the teams that are available maybe on the APR basis like they did in the past, or however you want to do this. But some teams get to be left out now because with the Big Ten back, you can do those conference tie-ins like you had before. And now the bowl system goes back to normal for the biggest New Year's Day games.
Pete, in terms of the Big Ten, obviously Ohio State's the favorite to win the conference. With this crazy season, who do you think could be a sleeper to challenge? Obviously, we know Michigan, Penn State, and such, but you know, is there anybody else that could jump out at us this year?
I mean, as always, Wisconsin is right there. But talent-wise, it's just Ohio State. It was Penn State, but losing Micah Parsons hurts. They're losing a couple other parts. It depends on who opts out and who decides to play. If you're these Ohio State players and you've kind of mentally thought, okay, I want to play, but wait a minute here. What am I doing here? I have millions of dollars on the table and I'm going to play in this sort of shortened season. I'm not sure why they're going to want to do that. But it depends on who opts out, who stays. But Ohio State, even if you do lose a school of players, still the obviously the class of the conference. Sleeper-wise, Minnesota's still good. I mean, they lost a bunch of parts, to the key parts from last year. You still have Tanner Morgan, of course. They got a really good stable running back, a really good offensive line. That defense is good enough. You know, it's on the right day, if everything, you know, works, that's one of those teams that out of the West could be very, very dangerous. But it's still Wisconsin's West Division to lose.
Pete, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate you coming on a day early.
Anytime, guys. You have a good one.
You too. Pete Vuecek, College Football News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.